T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. United, Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut, looking at Alterum's Healthcare Affordability State Policy Scorecard. With us to talk about that is Universal Senior Policy Officer Jill Zorn. Jill, good morning. How are
morning,
you?
Jill. Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, well, thanks for being with us. On. First off, explain exactly what this scorecard is, what it entails.
Sure. Well, we're grateful for Alterum for putting this scorecard together. It gives a state a baseline understanding of how they rank against their other states in the country as far as trying to address affordability of health care, which we know is a huge problem for almost everyone in our state.
Right. And so, you know, how much of this relates to, for example, if you're insured, it could mean your premiums are higher then because it costs more to insure people here?
Oh, no. The most important thing is that people have access to coverage.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why our state, you know, is looking better than many other states, we ranked 10th overall.
Oh.
And we'd like to see we should do better than 10th, but 10th is a lot better than being 40th.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that we rank, you know, relatively high is because we don't have too many uninsured people left in our state. We're down to only about 5% of people uninsured.
Wow.
So most people have coverage in our state, and we have rules that say that coverage has to be good. It has to cover things like, in case you do get sick, it has to work for you.
Right.
So those are some places where Connecticut is actually doing better. If you have no coverage and you land in the hospital, it's going to be very expensive.
Good luck.
Where are places, though, Jill, that we're not doing as well as we should be?
Well, the number one concern is that health care costs, you know, the prices of health care are just way too high in our state. And we could be doing a lot more to address those high prices. You know, why are prices so high? Well, you've got prescription drug companies that basically can charge whatever they want.
Right.
We've got more and more consolidation in our hospital industry, and you're getting to the point where, you know, some hospitals can pretty much charge whatever they want to private insurers. We need negotiating power, and we need actual, some people think that government is a bad word.
Yeah.
But at Universal Healthcare Foundation, we actually support government getting more involved because you need negotiating power. Who has negotiating power? Medicare has negotiating power. Medicaid has negotiating power.
Right.
And if you are covered by those programs, your prices are actually more reasonable for your care.
I think a lot of people, Jill, don't realize that of the health care dollars spent in the United States, even before the ACA, about half of it was being, you know, through those agencies you just mentioned. What do you think about the Trump administration? Who, never mind that, but think about them. They have They have a, I guess apparently they're trying to put in place a policy where you actually, I had a guy on back during Hillary Care, and he said, you know, one thing that nobody ever asked me is how much he's a doc. How much does this cost? Even price signals might be helpful.
Knowing the price could be helpful, and it's very hard to find out. But as an individual person, you have absolutely no negotiating power.
No, you don't.
You know, and who has more negotiating power? Large pools, like Medicare. But even large insurers, like our state employee plan, actually would have more negotiating power. But as an individual or as a small business, you basically have no negotiating power.
Okay.
The website is universalhealthct.org. Jill Zorn is the senior policy officer for Universal Healthcare Foundation. Looking about some good news as far as the state compared to everybody
other
else
states,
with the
cost
of healthcare.
Well done.
Jill, thanks. We appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.